You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. And we got Tony White coming on in a minute here. Tony White is a Maryland artist, moved up to Massachusetts. And one night we were on here talking about Big Crit and Pimp C and things of that nature, and our phone started ringing. And sure enough, it was this guy, Tony, who had some comments and wanted to hop in the discussion. And that was dope because we don't get a lot of random call-ins, especially when we're not saying the number out loud. Took the time to, you know, seek it out and find it. And then, you know, over the course of our conversation, it turned out that Tony also was an artist and he had moved up here, been searching around and seeing what was going on in the area, came across us and had been listening for a little bit. So we've been in touch since then, and finally, I think it's probably almost a year later now, we got Tony in here. So real excited to talk to him, see, you know, well, to meet him in person, and then just, you know, we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. If you missed the Women in Hip Hop podcast, that is up now on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com. Anywhere you could listen to a podcast, pretty much. We just got added to iHeartRadio. We had Lisa Finelli, Jessica Richards, Ariel Gray, and Amanda Shea in here. And we talked about, well, they talked about their experiences in the hip-hop industry as women and the different scenarios, how that affects the situations they're in, and how they've overcome those things and what we can do to help smooth them out. A lot of it comes down to, you know, guys just not being socially awkward, at its most innocent. And then there's other things we can do as well. But it's a really good conversation. I think everyone could learn something from it, and I would recommend checking that out. We're going to do part two in the spring. There's also the Billy Dean Thomas episode, Ron Beatty, JanSport J, Suicide Squad, so much more. And of course, if you're an artist tuned in and you want to get on here, similar to how Tony has, submissions@lfodradio.com. Send us some clean records. We'll check them out. We'll play them if we like them. And, you know, we can go from there. If you're tuned in, let us know at LFOD Radio. We want to hear what's going on. And we're going to get into, and Amanda's on her way, by the way. Tia and A-Ball are studying right now. They're in finals mode, but Amanda's on her way. Tony's about to be in the building. We're going to get into things with a record from Billy Dean Thomas. This one is called Dawn, and we'll be back shortly after this with Tony White. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Dawn. Dawn. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood. I pray the father or the mamas up in the sky that I'm getting mine. Cause I'm a dawn. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood. I pray the mama or the father's up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dog.
I thank God I'm not empty.
Dog.
I'm just a dog, don't tempt me.
Dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Hell senior, fix your shirt when you see me, I'm not your primo. Montana, Puerto Rican bandana, I do this for the Benjamins and Jacksons, no Janet. My family got problems, trauma deeper than men, folks split cottons and sandals, dumb wits in my pan, bro. Young baller to travel, went from eating ravioli, Ollie, from Brick Avenue.
never knew my mama died, I saw the body. Cause we the opposite of Cosby, now I'm sniffing snow. Robin dudes, no Batman, so my angel was an afterglow. In the kitchen, I'm on Jemima, but different. Learning lessons from prison, I was there for 5 years. No surprise here, my felonies was big souvenirs. Don't know karate, but was kicking niggas' heads. And when they try to find me and break my wifey, I wasn't born for you to like me. I didn't like me until a woman changed my psyche. She told me that there was another way to bring the price in. So in her hand and in my future's where I put my life in. John, met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood, I pray the father or the mamas up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dog. Met a lot of people in my lifetime. All the drama and the trauma in my blood, I pray the mama or the father's up in the sky that I'm getting mine, cause I'm a dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dog.
Want the Lord, please forgive me.
Dog.
I thank God I'm not empty. Just a dime, don't tempt me. Want the Lord, please forgive me. Want the Lord, please forgive me. I thank God I'm not empty. I'm just a dime, don't tempt me.
You said you're not doing anything you was saying you was gonna do. We all be tired, we have to do all your stuff so I can come live with y'all and relax.
Ain't no thing of satisfaction, he was bagging rapping. She was on the corner laughing, rocking bags from Saxton. Hella fly, had a baby, rock a bar. And the baby daddy smoking rocks and buying shipments larger than the mom was packing. Puerto Rican, been the princess, but without the jostling. Hustle spirit like she caught the Holy Ghost from dollars. All the jewelry on your neck is looking like a collar. Beneath the bezel, there's a beauty in the beast that follow. And the grandma was the one who raised her, but the mother was the one in danger. In the household, the secrets untold. Stepfather was a daughter raper. She held it deep inside, so she became a paper chaser. And she'll erase you like a bat behind the earring. Even though I know it's God she's fearing, she's never hearing the bullshit. Mouth be popping off, bazooka full clip. Get smacked in it, cause she ain't about to talk it out. You lost, lost.
Time, go tell your girlfriend, tell her girlfriends they can all come and slide.
I say fuck how they feel, yeah. Bitch, I'ma eat and then leave you the bill. I'm from the east, my OG's in the trail. Who got the keys to my Jeep?
Chillin', we just vibin', this one hell of a time. Go tell your girlfriend, tell her girlfriends they can all come and slide.
I say f*** they feel, yeah. I'ma eat and then leave you the bill. I'm from the east, my OG's in the trail. Who got the keys to my Jeep in the Ville? I set it off, now they call me Miss Cleo. Please call your freaks up all three and let's chill. They suck so good, I fell asleep at the wheel. Who I'm on fire, let's grease up the grill. I don't need a whole meal, I just need me an appetizer. Enchilada, some burgers, a half a lobster and a pasta. You swerving, just add a lot of avocado. I'm serving that crashing, driving past the lines in the Carolina. I got ties and I'm back on your back behind you. If I die, I come back as an anaconda. Swallow all of them paws. Okay, I think they must got me fucked. What's up? It's hard for these to trust us. I know I'm probably to blame now for the reason why she done with gang now. What happened to me? What happened to you? You used to have it your way. Yeah, you used to be the man back in the day. Back when you ain't had the back in the shade.
We just chillin', we just vibin'. This one hell of a time. Go tell your girlfriend, tell her girlfriends they can all come and slide. You like my style, you like my aura. I could see in your eyes now that you really like the boy. But what you like more is my lifestyle, oh yeah. We don't do nothing less, it's about progressing our minds. You can't hang with us if you just want a piece of that pie. Nah, I ain't tryna fit in, talk it, I live it, man, that's my style. Y'all talk about who did it, they ain't in the picture, man.
I guess that they finally hip to the plan, yeah. Back then they ain't understand. understand. I guess the vision was just made for one man. Yeah, the power was all in my hand. I start the wave, man, I'm the new Poseidon. Yeah. Moving through the stages, yeah, it's cool, I'm rising. Yeah. My whole life is racing, flying through the mileage. Yeah. Trying to raise the wave, let's get in tune with knowledge. Yeah, this life's amazing. And honestly, what you make it. Treat it like putty, you gotta shape it. The blessings are plenty and for the taking. The dreams, they be petty, you gotta chase them. Yeah. Can never slow down, man, you gotta pace it. Success be so sweet that you gotta taste it. For your own satisfaction and entertainment. Never for the hatred or the dollar faces. Ladies nowadays, they be asking me, what's your hair color, blonde or green? Honestly, the world may never know. Money on my mind, turn the pots of gold. On this glory road, and my whole team, they gon' roll for show. Homie Monty, he gon' roll the pots of stove. Light it up like the pots on the stove. See how high we go.
We just chillin', we just vibin'. This one hell of a time. Go tell your girlfriend, tell her girlfriends, they can all come and slide. You like my style, you like my aura. I can see in your eyes now that you really like the boy. But what you like more is my lifestyle, oh yeah. We don't do nothing less, it's about progressing our mind. You can't hang with us if you just want a piece of that pie. Nah, I ain't tryna fit it and talk it, I live it, man, that's my style. Y'all talk about who did it, they ain't in the picture, man, it's right now. We don't do nothing less, it's about progressing our minds. You can't hang with us if you just want a piece of that pie. Nah, I ain't tryna fit in, talk it, I live it, man, that's my style. Y'all talk about who did it, they ain't in the picture, man, it's right now.
I'm just blessed to be here. Rock. Driver seat 2 on the way though. Can be anywhere in the world. Yeah, yeah. Young. Live from the land of the DDM. No, look. Ayy. How to strategize and came up with a lane. Moving dolo, I create the flame. Yeah. I'm the sleeping beast and that remains. Yeah. True as blood is moving through my veins. It's hate, but guess who isn't phased? Threw him heat as if I'm Satchel Paige. Bust her down until she say my name. I'm the alpha male she wanna claim. Pretty girl up in my Chevrolet. Yeah. Live the life my lyrics do betray. Yeah. On display, they all amazing say. Tony White writing Boumier. Forever grateful, God will grant the day. I got some loved ones that ain't here today. Facts. I'm blessed to know when both my daughters safe. Yes. And all my family straight and still I pray. Rolling over my phone, sprinkle on my cologne, FaceTime it back home, thing changes I roll, I see my energy evolve, my past enemies will fall, I'm writing flows in my room, and my daddy pictures on the wall, and truthfully I wanna ball, drive with my roof gone, making bread off my songs, in the booth I'm LeBron, major plays in my aim, get the win to maintain, I'm doing what the mothers came, I'm screaming out checkmate, game, Michael with the jersey on, double pump and let it lodge. Victory is in my palms. No more time is on the clock. Michael with the jersey on. Double pump and let it lodge. Victory is in my palms. No more time is on the clock. They yelling out game, 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 game. And all of the people they yelling out game, 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 game. Ain't no more time on the clock.
LFOD Radio, that was Tony White with the Game remix. Before that, we had Kyle Benton, Joyner Lucas with Lifestyle, and we kicked things off with Billy Dean Thomas, Don. I threw that Kyle and Joyner one on there because they Kyle hopped into that Joyner Tory beef. It's just getting, I don't know, Joyner's always in the middle of something. But we got we got Tony in the building. What's happening, man?
Hey, I'm good, cooling. It's cold out here. I'm happy to have my coat on, you know.
Yeah, man, it's winter for real right now. The weather has the last few winters took forever to start, and this one got right into it.
Right to it, and we're getting a mix of everything. We're getting the snow, we're getting the rain, the sleet.
Yep.
Oh, that.
New England.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. So, you're originally from Maryland, though.
Yes, sir.
What brought you up here?
Okay, well, I lived here until I was 11 years old.
Okay.
Brockton, Massachusetts. I moved at about 11, 12 years old. Lived in PG as I got a little older. Lived in D.C. for a little second. My grandmother passed in early 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So with me coming back here and just feeling that energy that was here, if you will, still had a lot of friends from elementary school, things of that nature like that, you miss it, you know what I mean? And you want to change the scenery because I felt like I was pretty much used to everything, you know, that I'd been around since, what, 12, 13 years old,
living
in Maryland, you know, so I'm here.
Shout out to Brockton one time. We rock heavy with Brockton.
There it is.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. So, all right. You didn't get any of that Brockton accent, though. You sound like you lived in Maryland for a while.
Yeah, PG County all day.
Yeah.
You know? I lived all over the place, Temple Hills, Marlow Heights.
Shoot, okay.
More than that.
Yeah.
Bounced around St. Charles, too. Graduated out of St. Charles. That's Waldorf, Maryland. You know?
Okay.
Proud to say that, too.
I've never heard of any of these places.
It's all right. And you're going to hear about
it. The people tuned in do, though. Exactly.
Yeah, of course. There it is.
That's what's up, man. You still out. So, this is cool having you on because you basically moved up here and then you were looking to figure out. Actually, let's go back on that. What's up with you? So, I've been trying to figure out what you're doing for music, what's happening there. It's pretty, you're pretty secretive. All I've really found out is you love Chevys. And I know you're a fan because you call in, and I know you have records because they're in my inbox.
Right, right.
But there's not a lot out there online and stuff. So could you like introduce yourself to me, to the listeners, to everyone? Like, what's up?
From a musical aspect, I got started due to my father. He used to be around a lot of studio sessions. He rapped too. My grandmother, she put me on game to the old school. There was a lot of Motown in the house, a lot of Temptations, a lot of Marvin Gaye, a lot of Jackson 5. My grandmother Shirley, that's actually the one that passed. And then with my mother, she had just a cassette collection to kill for back in the day. So it was some tapes that she didn't want me listening to.
Yeah,
she's actually listening right now. She knows the story. I would sneak under the couch as she was asleep, go grab this box, and it's like, oh, I'm listening to Black Sheep. I'm listening to Dawes Effects. I'm listening to Illmatic. I'm listening to Boogie Down Productions. I'm listening to Eric B. and Rakim. I'm listening to, well, she didn't have Eazy-E, but James Casey, he let me borrow Eazy-E, and that was it. I said, wait a minute, this is a whole nother flavor right here. So that's kind of the start of it. And the first video I ever saw in my life, UGK Using Me Up.
Okay.
And I thought Pimp C was the coolest dude because he had the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Little pullover champ starter hoodie on. And, you know, Mighty Ducks was that movie as a kid.
Yep.
You know?
So shout out to Gordon Bombay one time.
Man, when I seen that, I said, oh, dang. And then visiting my father during the summer, because even though I hadn't moved down to Maryland yet, I was still going every summer.
Okay.
So I've been flying on planes by myself 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Feel what I'm saying? And my first favorite CD ever, Doggy Style, was Snoop.
Yep.
I knew he was pulling out Snoop because the CD was blue. He had the skull on with the goggles around the back. And I said my first curse words to Illmatic, Life's a B. So it's always, you know, it's been here, but it's all these different influences, you know what I mean, that are there that makes what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could take it in different ranges. And what I did when you were asking for the playlist, I wanted to make sure I grabbed as many different sounds as I could to show you different ranges I could take it in, you know. So
yeah, those songs out, that's unreleased that we have, right?
Sigatomi is out,
and game
is out. The Wind is out. That's from Driver's Seat One, but that was important for me to put on because that's the first time I've ever did any type of like harmony with my voice or anything like that.
Okay.
And that was me like really trying to find my sound, recording on my own, mixing my own stuff. Like everything you have, I mix and master all my own stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I record myself.
Okay.
You know, and I think where we are in 2018, where technology is, as an artist, okay, you don't mix your own stuff, I think you should at least have the ability to record in your bedroom.
Yeah.
At some point. I mean, you can get a recording bundle, $250.
Mm-hmm.
You get an audio interface, microphone, headphone, software. Most of us have laptops or some type of computer, so it's up to you to sit down and put that time in and just lock in. Sometimes you got to tell the folks, hey, I ain't going out this Friday right here.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't get it, man.
Yeah, and you got to love it. You got to love it. My mother, you know, she hit me with a text the other day. I love your passion. Sit in the room 5-6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't eating.
Yeah.
Let's get busy. Let's get to it. I hit a studio session Sunday, either Sunday or Monday before I came out here with my brother down at Blueprint Studio. Shout out to them, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 8933 DRC Road. And just because I'm always recording, I'm always writing, things of that nature, I'm pull the phone out, knock a verse down to 20 minutes, 3 takes, I'm gone. I'm already done.
Yeah.
I ain't even got to stick around. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you have it in front of you, you could put that time in, you could lock in, and you could really work. And you should have that.
That's one thing that stood out to me when you first sent me the records. Because keep in mind, you called in and then you're like, yeah, I'm an artist too. And that can go any sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely sounded like you were comfortable in the booth. You had your voice. You were, it was clean. You know what I mean?
It took time. And you know what? Another thing to it too, being prepared.
Yeah.
That was literally my first time listening to you all. And I heard you get on air and you stressed that people didn't have clean records. And I'm up here thinking to myself, I got a clean record. Then I heard the Pimp C Big Crit comment. I said, wait a minute, forget the record. I got to call in, then I'll plug myself.
Yeah.
And then once y'all played it, y'all took to it. I said, oh, man, that's crazy how it works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, it's
crazy how, yeah, that's energy.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Preparation is half the battle, man.
Of course.
And then just going with it, not stressing. So, are you working on a mixtape? What do you have out right now? Because I found your SoundCloud. You had a few songs on there. Mm-hmm. But now you're talking about Driver's Seat.
This is Driver's Seat 2. Driver's Seat 1 was on Bandcamp.
Okay.
And I was going under another name, Tone 301.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So if you were to go on like YouTube, you'll find little things sprinkled around here and there. But I was at a time where I was still finding my sound.
Right.
I would notice a lot of my earlier work, if you listen to it, it's like really bar heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Very bar heavy. And what I would notice doing showcases and things of that nature, sometimes the bar heavy stuff will dull an audience.
Yeah.
You know?
They gotta listen.
Right. So it became a thing where I wanted to learn how to structure songs, like good, catchy songs. Like, let's put that, add that to the repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
The bars, we can get to that all day. I mean, we can get to that all day. But let's get to making those songs that'll be catchy, that people can kind of vibe out and ride with. So that's what Driver Seat 2 is, what I'm working on. I wanted to make a project where you can ride to it. I wanted to make stuff that I ride to.
Right.
Because I'm not always gonna ride to Rakim. Sometimes I wanna vibe and, you know,
yeah,
hit that notion. But then I still wanna sprinkle in some game on you. If you listen to the lyrics, I talk about my family. You know what I'm saying? Making sure my family's straight on game, you know?
Yeah.
So I sprinkle it in there. I kinda learned that from listening to Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do a lot of little bragging on you, he'll swag on you all day, and then if you really pay attention, he throw a little game and he just kind of tuck it in there like, ah, take that, that's for the heads.
It's loaded up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I got that feeling that you were working on something, whether it was a mix, like you hadn't quite launched yet, like you're out here, but I was like, I don't know if he's really launched.
But
the record sound put together, so I'm like, he's not a new artist though, but he hasn't, yeah. You know,
another thing, I wanted to get the feel and the vibe for Boston, you know, to leave at 11 years old, how much are you really seeing?
Right.
And, you know, how much are you really doing getting around? So to be able to go out and, you know, eat at Fire Nice and chill downtown,
yeah,
be able to go check out some showcases at Maggie's Lounge, to be able to go and stuff a spot, chill out, what's that Prudential Copley y'all got out
yep.
there? That's a heck of a mall.
Yep.
You know, I probably ain't spending nothing, but we're going to walk around and chill for a little bit, you know? Like, you're getting that experience going out to Storyville, stuff like that.
Storyville. Oh, man.
Yeah. And I still got to go to Brunch So Hard for the Sundays.
Okay.
So I want to be able to relate, to this new audience that I'm gonna eventually have to tap into.
Right.
This is the background, the backyard now, you know?
I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What is DDM?
Digitally distributed media.
Okay.
It was something completely different before, and I'ma tap into that. So I came up with that name due to the fact that we do so much with this phone.
Okay.
I found you guys with this phone. You know what I mean? The person, she goes by the name of The Mob, who does my graphic artwork. I found her on Instagram. The person, Shadar Lockett, who takes my music and she'll have it on Spinrilla, my mixtapes for me.
Mm-hmm.
I found her on Instagram. And shout out to her. She has a brand called The Wavers Club. She found her niche where she goes on the gram. She takes pics of people who have pictures of them with the wavy hair and all that. They'll send them in. And she has like this own lane. She has like a brand with merch and stuff. She's up to like almost 14,000 followers now.
Shout out to her.
Shadar Lockett, how you doing? She's tuned in right now.
What's happening?
So she's put on to y'all, you know. And I always try to, another thing too, I stress, I remember last year, you guys had asked what was the New Year's resolution. And I said to show as much love as possible. I'm still on that mission.
Nice.
So if they help me out, I got to shout them out. Where would I be in certain instances if I didn't have them to help?
Right.
LFOD, you notice every now and then, I'll shout y'all out, screenshot, post y'all.
Yeah.
Because you guys took the time to even listen to a submission and y'all gave me an opportunity. So I got to show that love.
We appreciate that. Because then that's game there too for other artists. Because like we're all growing with each other
That's right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's dope when we play someone or we do something. You know, we'll still play you if you don't do that, but it's nice if, like, when it's like, oh, he really,
he
appreciated that. He made a post about that.
He did
something extra.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely appreciate that. You did something, speaking of something extra, you did something really extra.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play this record in a second. Mm-hmm. First, though, the reason I asked about DDM is most of your stuff is Tony White DDM.
Oh.
For people that are...
I'm going to tell you why that I use that as a name. I was listening to an interview and I can't remember who was saying it. It wasn't an artist. And he had mentioned that now we're at this place where you don't have to have a certain type of name anymore. Like there's that one cat, I think it's like Six Black and it's like Six L-A-C-K. That's so odd.
Right.
Division, D-V-S-N.
Right.
You know, and then what happened with me with using Tony White, there was this country artist named Tony Joe White.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
Yep.
I can't compete with that Tony White.
No,
so
you can't.
I took the brand name and I said, you know what? I'm going to slap the whole thing together. Tony White DDM, straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, I'm able to claim my artist title on Spotify. I'll be doing it on Apple once they get out of beta mode and let us create our profiles and things of that nature. So kind of like what you said with not launching, I am in study mode. There will be a prepared attack.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I love just taking the time to be patient. You don't always have to rush. Rush what? If the product is good, they're going to take it. They're going to take to it.
Right. Okay, so we screwed up your name then. Your name is actually Tony White.
Tony White DDM. No, it's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now we know. It's hard to tell sometimes. Violet got us with that. Mm-hmm. All her stuff is at Violet Music, and she was just Violet for a while. And then she came on. She goes, you know I'm Violet Music now. I didn't.
And it's going to stand out.
Yeah, and it does. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. Yep. So that being said, Tony White, DDM, people that can get at you, it's at Tony White, DDM, pretty much everything except for Twitter.
Except for
it's 301.
Twitter.
But you're prepping it.
It. That's right.
So, yeah, man, I was going to, that threw me all. So that's, all right, Tony White, DDM. My man. So we're going to play this record here, Digital Distributed Media, is what DDM stands for.
That's right.
That's what it's always stand for.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no. It was something else. We're not going to get into that.
Is it not radio ready?
Nah, it's not that. I just, you know, let's stick to where it is.
Digitally Distributed Media.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So we're going to play this record because this, to me, was above and beyond. I got this joint. And it says LFO Flow. And I'm like,
there you go.
I was like, what is an LFO? And then after a few minutes, a few seconds, I was like, I know what he's doing.
That's
so,
right.
Shout out to you for this. When did you record this joint?
This is September 30th. And I knew you were going to ask about it. So I made sure I looked at the file early today while I was going through. And just vibing out in the stew. I knew the time was approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as artists, we got to humble ourselves. We got to show that love and that gratitude. So that way, what we put out comes right back to us. So for you all listening, whether you're down Maryland, whether you're down D.C., Boston, Brockton, wherever, you'll notice I name drop LFOD because I'm showing that love. Because when you put it out in the air, that thing come back to you like a frisbee. You hear me?
A frisbee.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, man. So shout out to the frisbee. Yo, LFOD. It's the LFO flow. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We got Tony White in here. I'm going to go grab Amanda. She's going to be joining us, and we'll be back after this.
There's not enough tang on it. You spit it through, but there's not enough tang in it. Woo, woo, woo. Listen, ayy. We was born to be great, that's what the earth say. Intellect and wordplay, presenter on a Thursday. Birthday, give me mine. Power like a Hemi, Robbie introduced the world to I. In November, Sag's life. I'm a walker, awkward line, and God is still there at the time. Fetal stage, scream, cry, live king, open eyes. Young boy, adolescent, I knew not of older ways. Yet I seek like Frankie Beverly throughout the maze. Fill a page with the pain you don't see at the time. I call Elena later and check on her, I hope she fine. Live free or die, be the vibe. 91 and 5, tuned in on a Tuesday. Keep my spirits high, writing in my gym clothes. Brainstorm gemstones, can't miss. Like a 7-footer when the rim's close. Slam dunk, older white women say I'm a hunk. Rick James, long braids, we embrace the funk. Cold blooded, pan of linen, dressing with the peel. I don't rap about shooting brothers, and yet I'm real. And still, I be connected to the essence. Never tested, do not question, answer when requested. DDM in this thing like lighting oxygen. Lyrically kid, I'm poppin' and winning, the only option is buckle up, baby, relax and take a ride with this. I am him, Ryu Ken, street fighter wits. Young brother, grinding under, let the mental flourish. You find yourself, will find your happiness and then your courage. Give a damn what they say, we'll never share a grave. In the book of life, I've fallen on a separate page. Here, right by the content, with lyrics that mean something. And I don't talk or hang around nonsense. Bullets, level, foolery's marsh pit. I'm so out the way, the way I see it is I'm clear, for real. DDM. White. That's like 12 takes.
LFO Flow on LFOD Radio.
Yes, sir.
That was Tony White. Hello, Amanda.
Hey.
Welcome.
What's up?
Not much, just chilling, Tony, talking about music.
That's I know, right. I was listening on my way in. Dude, fire.
Thank you,
fire.
thank you.
I was like listening to your voice and I'm like, yo, I even like the way he talks. Like your whole cadence is smooth.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
That's a win, that's a
totally
win.
Totally feeling it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what's up.
And he smells good. So that's always a win.
He's Amanda Shea approved.
There it is.
All
the
day.
Stamp. The stamp.
Official.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We need a new sound effect for that.
Yeah.
With the horn. Boop, 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 boop.
See, you already know.
That's going to make the drop. Thomas like cuts the good ones out and throws them in. We got some pretty heavy ones already.
Uh-oh. Okay, okay.
Shout out to Thomas. Speaking of showing love. Thomas LaPierre has been editing these since last January. We're coming up on a year now, so shout out to Thomas. So,
shout out Brandy Blaze. She just texted me and she's like, yo, I'm feeling the interview. So like, I'm glad people are tuning in.
Brandy Blaze and anyone else tuned in at LFOD Radio.
And not at my phone.
To be tagged. At LFOD Radio with the underscore on Twitter. Do something. Hashtag LFOD Radio.
Jeff, hashtag definitely, LFOD, because I know you're listening too. So
definitely let us
put
know.
Put that tag on it.
Because there's a lot of people tuned in real life, and people like to wait till they see me in person to talk to me about stuff.
Always.
And it's dope, but I'm like, we don't know if you like anything.
We
want to
see that
doing,
online. Like, you know, repost, screenshot, and all that.
I got a good question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You said you are originally from Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and you came back to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any shows out in Maryland? Like,
oh yeah, nah. See, I was performing mostly in D.C. honestly, but I performed in Maryland too. So Jamal Gray gave me my start in D.C.
Okay,
Everlasting Life Cafe, 2829 Georgia Avenue. It's back when I was Tone 301, told you I had an old name before. It's right across the street from Howard University.
Lit.
Real popping spot. Like, real popping. The old ho, shout out to Steph is dope. He doesn't go by that anymore. His name's Stephen Grant. That's the government. He got it online, so I don't feel bad for throwing it out there. But I remember a night, you know, we were in there, and we had shouted out Ninth Wonder because he was in town, and he pulled up.
That's dope.
A couple weeks later, the whole Jamla crew was there. ELC was packed, and a little bit of everything went down that night. And
okay.
Right. Performed at AUP. That's 4089 Georgia Avenue. That's right off Delafield Block.
He knows the addresses. That's second address you dropped.
Yeah, come on now.
Now you got to shout your people's out. I respect that.
Yeah. Red Lounge, 14th Street, right across from the Reeves Center. Pure Lounge, off U Street. Shout out to Adam Influence. He's the one that got me up in Pure with Wale and Fat Trell and them used to rock out.
That's dope.
Let me see.
Now you good. You shouted out enough.
One more. Mocha Lounge.
Okay.
Mocha Lounge. That's Georgetown. We had a lot of wild, wild nights out there.
So have you performed since you've been back in Boston?
Nope. Working on music. I want to finish the project, then we take it.
Wow.
I'm taking a runner like that.
I was going to ask you, what's the difference? Like, what's the contrast between both of those states? But you haven't endeavored.
Yeah,
you haven't...
I'm still getting my feet wet out here.
All right.
You know?
That's what's up.
That's right.
But... So speaking of getting your feet wet, one of the things you did is you moved here and you started looking around and you kind of had to find the scene. And I think that's an interesting perspective as an artist coming in, because as soon as we tweeted the photo of you here, Matt Whitlock hopped on.
Matt,
and was like, my guys.
Matt Whitlock. Hey, let me tell you the story. Hold on. Wait a minute. So my boy Kyle Gary, who's listening to KG, what's going on, man? Shout out to you and the whole fam. Can't wait to come to your son's birthday party on the 1st. So he drags me out the house for a Halloween party. I really wasn't, you know, I kind of was skeptic on going. But I'm like, I don't know these folks, but I'm going to go.
Right.
So we go to the party. And I was in a search of some hickory dankory dock, if you will. And I'm like, yo, Kyle, I don't know nobody here. Kyle really don't smoke like that. So he's like, eh. So he's like, yo, let me go ask this guy. And Matt happened to be there. I'll say that. And we struck up a, I don't know how this happened. It somehow music got thrown into the conversation. And I was telling him about how I was hashtagging to find different spots. I mentioned you all. I mentioned another radio station. Do you care if other stations?
Yeah, no, we rock with most of them.
Okay, CTTC Radio.
Yeah, shout out Shimmy and them.
You know, so I told him I had seen Overdog Radio. Then I had mentioned I started looking at other artists. What I would do, I would look up an artist, say like Avenue, and then I would check his scene. I would look at who's commenting, who's liking the pic, like that. So now I start seeing all these other DJs. Been following her for a minute. And I'm following LFOD for a minute. You know what I mean? I just try to pay attention to who seemed like they were really, you know, consistent, you know, with their thing. So then I mentioned a top five list for Boston that I had seen from DJ Booth. And Matt goes, I started that.
Yeah.
What? Now it's a whole nother conversation. So closed mouths don't get fed. Closed mouths don't get bread.
Right.
That's actually the slogan for DDM too. Close minds don't get bread.
Okay.
But Matt's been a cool dude, just a real genuine person. Yeah. Gave me a lot of information. You know, just seemed like a real laid back, humble cat. And you know, I'm sitting up here talking to a cat that interviewed Wiz Khalifa. You know what I mean? You got some people who will do certain things and they'll have an ego about them. They stick their chest out, they look down on you. Matt, you ain't never been like that, shawty. So we definitely got to put something else in the air one good time when I see it.
Shout out Matt.
Yeah,
Matt Whitlock,
Matt.
Another Brockton cat.
That's right.
It's the Brockton thing,
Brockton's,
man.
Brockton's killing the scene right
Brockton
now.
Brockton folks are just chill, too.
City of Champs, you know?
They're chilling. So, and you mentioned, so you found that. You found good music. Which we got to get you on there. That's
the music
got to be one
series.
Shout out DJ LC.
Soon as I'm done. Because I've already been following him.
Yeah.
Following the Good Music Showcase series. Following Simply Jazz. These folks, look.
She bad.
I still got bonds to make with people. You know what I mean? But I'm going to shout them out anyways. Because trust me, you'll see me.
All right.
Yeah, when it's time to move, I move, you know?
I'm ready.
I can't
man.
Wait for this rollout. Like, I'm anticipating.
He just dropped a lot of game, too, if you're an artist tuned in.
I was totally listening on the
way. A lot of game. Well, no, just that piece about the comments and Instagram. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instagram is the, man, it's promo. It's the cutting out the middleman.
Twitter is the wave, too, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We
for
on
sure.
There. I follow y'all on there, too.
I see you.
Yep.
So, the other thing about switching scenes is, well, you're pretty insulated or insular, maybe. You do a lot on your own, right?
Right, right, right.
So, but music is kind of a collaborative thing. Mm-hmm. So what is that like? Like cutting out, because I mean, you obviously had to have had collaborators down in DC and then to pick up and come up here mm-hmm. and plug back in that way. Or have you just really kept?
I've kept to myself to a nice little degree, but here's the kicker. I got some folks people don't know that I know.
Okay.
I'm talking about before I moved back up here. It's a cat that's a producer. I seen he done gave some records to Dutch Rebel. Is that
yeah.
Dutch Rebel? Am
yeah.
I saying that
Dutch
right?
Rebel. Yeah.
Dutch Rebel and Avenue, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
My boy B-Rock.
Okay.
You understand? Matter of fact, B-Rock was up here. The product play.
Yeah.
I grew up with him. He used to drag me out the house. To watch Killer Season.
Okay.
And then he'd get on me because I ain't had a crease ironed in the jeans or something.
Yep.
So I'm just giving you an idea how
he came
far
up here with Darius Haywood.
That's right.
Shout out
right.
Darius and Rocky, all
I've
that.
Known them. We were, you know, kids, man, sneaking out the house late.
Darius is down. He's down in Maryland now.
Hey.
He's in Delaware, actually, I think.
Okay, but. Okay. Well, he ain't too far. We used to go out Delaware to gamble and all that. That's
okay.
Another story.
Yeah, I know you got a few stories. I can tell.
Yeah.
You out here.
He's
for real.
Out here. So, did you switch names when you moved up here, or did you switch before you moved?
I would say I took the Tony White DDM once I got up here.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was just, again, I got tired of seeing Tony Joe White. I was like, yo, I can't.
Yeah,
this guy's a legend. He got Christmas albums.
Yeah,
he's known. I can't do nothing with that, you know. So I took the Tony White DDM. It's just simpler.
That's a good choice, though.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
So, I was gonna play either Life Goals or The Wind next.
Let's go with The Wind.
You were saying The Wind is. This is the first time you harmonized.
Yeah, and this is that's Driver's Seat One. This is back when I was putting music out on Bandcamp. Really no direction. Really wasn't studying. Things outside of music that helps it, you know, maneuver and do what it's supposed to do. But this joint right here, again, just vibing out one night, I said, man, F it. I'm going to go ahead, throw this on here. And I like the way it came out. It gave me an extra boost of confidence.
Like, this is for the Chevys.
This is for the Chevys. It's, hey, hold on. I like big bodies, period. So this is for my imps. It's for my Crown Vic riders. This is my Mercury Marauder riders. It's my Lincolns, my Buicks, the whole shebang bong. Smooth, heavy, and fast. You hear me?
All right, man. This is Tony White, The Wind. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio.
Just marking my path on the road to success. Young, you gon' roll to what? I was kinda high when I was driving, riding with my baby. Drifted to the passing lane, I punched the door and closed the 80 windows. Sitting low, we was feeling wavy, bumping bigger belly in that thing. I was kinda high when I was driving, riding with my baby. Drifted to the passing lane, I punched the door and closed the 80 windows. Sitting low, we was feeling wavy, bumping bigger belly in that thing. She wanna be my lover, I told her my temper's ill. Plus I be on my music, I move it like coke and scales. I like a lot of women, cause y'all come in many flavors. Like them in different sizes, complexions and different ages. How about we ride and chill, cop us a pasta meal. Spark up a lot of kill, might kiss you when copy feel. Drive to the house you live, sex till we hot as hell. That's when I disappear, I'm Tony Copperfield. I was kinda high when I was driving, riding with my baby. Drifted to the passing lane, I punched the door. Close to 80 windows, sitting low. We was feeling wavy, bumping bigger belly in that thing. I was kinda high when I was driving, riding with my baby. Drifted to the passing lane, I punched the door and close to 80 windows. Sitting low, we was feeling wavy, bumping bigger belly in that thing. I'm in love when the wind blows. I'm in love when the wind blows. I'm in love when the wind blows. I'm in love when the wind blows.
I'm in love when the wind blows. I'm in love when the wind blows. I'm in love when the wind blows. I'm in love when the wind blows. I was kinda high when I was driving, riding with my baby. Drifted to the passing lane, I punched the dude and close to 80 windows. Sitting low, we was feeling wavy, bumping bigger belly in that thing. I was kinda high when I was driving, riding with my baby. Drifted to the passing lane, I punched the dude and close to 80 windows. Sitting low, we was feeling wavy, bumping bigger belly in that thing. Live from the land of the DDM, this is Driver Seat Project 2. Out hustling all, baby. Tony White, it's the only way that I control the mic, show you right. Spit more game to Rudy Ray when they call that young boy.
I go by the name of Tony White. It's the only way I control the mic, sure, right? Spit more game to Rudy Ray when they call that young man Dolomite. You are tuned in with LFOD 91.5. Make sure you turn it high.
All right.
Oh, it's fire.
Yo, he's wicked professional for someone who doesn't do this.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I appreciate
that. Give me Outkast vibes, B. That Southern player. You know the name.
Man, that's a compliment. Outkast is they a beast, man. It's a combination. They beast. Legends forever.
That's like a chill, like ride in your car type track, blowing something in the air.
You get it. Driver's
jewel. That jewel you got, blowing that jewel in the air.
I got the jewel. You know how many times people, anyways, that's a whole other conversation.
What do you mean?
Because they don't think it's a jewel. You understand?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll let
that
you
was
have
fire.
That.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
So, we have to ask the most important question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is because you tune in. So maybe you're prepared.
Okay.
What does live free or die mean to you?
Man, that's you following your heart. You're going with the vibe. You're going with good energy. You're not putting yourself second. I think a lot of times us as people, we have a tendency to, most people anyways, I think we have a tendency to, we want to see other people up and we put all this energy into them. Sometimes you got to take a step back, put that energy into yourself.
Mm.
If you got a craft you work on, it got to be music. Maybe you're an architect. Maybe, you know, maybe you paint. Maybe you're a swimmer. Put that time into you. Sometimes you got to cut the phone off, man. Get to you. Take the time to learn who you are and really be happy. Don't be happy because you got a certain pair of shoes on, a certain car, or you got that girl on your arm, or you live in that house. I done seen the wealthiest person I know, you know, and I ain't gonna shout his name out, but the wealthiest person I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just wasn't happy. He didn't feel like he had real friends. Hmm. Seemed like they always wanted him for money, and he had it. You know what I'm saying? He picked me up in a Bentley, picked me up in a Champagne 645 BM, picked me up in Sprinter vans.
Ooh.
And we rode. We hit the road running. And if you listen and you know I'm talking about you, you know it's all love, but I got to put it out there, you know?
Right.
Couple $1,000 in cash passed by my hands just sitting in the car with him one day. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
He wasn't happy though. And it was a learning lesson for me. That money can never make you happy. So live free or die, man. Make yourself happy. Putting that good energy into yourself and then be whole. That's live free or die.
All right.
You know?
Facts.
Facts. Yeah, you can't help anyone until you help yourself first.
That's right.
That's something we're learning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the way.
It's a balance, you know, between putting on and, you know.
That's right.
Putting yourself on.
My man Dosa Capone, he tells me it'd be sometimes I come across some information for us as artists, and I call him. I'd be like, yo, Dope, excuse me, got this opportunity or whatever, woo-woo. And he say, Tom, get your oxygen first, King.
Okay.
Get your oxygen first. Then throw me a little parachute. I get in the air with you.
Gotcha.
That's one of the realest things anybody could say to me, you know? And shout out to Doe Sigger. He's going to be on Driver's Seat, too.
Mm.
That's one of Fat Trail big homies. Doe Sigger, one of my favorite artists I ever come out of D.C. This dude right here, he's something different. That's why I tagged him that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all can holler at him. That dude
okay.
right there.
That's the guy.
Yeah, man. That's my man's right there, 100 grand. You hear me? He an elder to me. I take game. Like my father used to say, sometimes you got to shut up and listen.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Get 5 steps ahead.
Hey. I'm going to need you to write his name down for me
later.
Oh,
no problem. I got you.
We get that. So, what did we miss, man? Like, what what did you want to talk about that we didn't get to?
You covered a lot of good ground already. I definitely wanted to make sure we played Sigatomi. That's one of my favorite records. And the reason why I'm going to say that, y'all played it before.
Right.
But the reason why I say that, where I was at, that's the last song I recorded when I was living in Maryland. And I had a lot of ill stuff going on at the time. And I had the record done, because Sigatomi, same way with Game. Game was already done. That, which I have, that's not the first version of Game. Sigatomi, that's not the first version of that. And I had a bad day. And I was driving in the car. And I was just like, man, I'm going to scrap that version. I want to do something else with it. So I was riding with my brother. We going out to Children's Hospital out there in Northeast D.C. And as we riding, I'm following him because he got dropped that car off to somebody else. And then he going to ride with me, go back, shoot over the land over Maryland side. And I had the instrumental playing. And I get cadences first.
Okay.
I don't write words. I mumble everything. It's a mumble. Yeah. It's crazy. If you ever seen it, you probably think it's crazy.
No, I feel that.
But I mumble it. It has to be, I have to vibe. It has to be a vibe and feel right.
Right.
And then I just put the words to it later. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could take a cadence, make it up in my head. I might throw it in the phone and then come back to it a week later, still feel the same. Right to it. So what Sigga told me on there, bro had just came out of jail. So I mentioned that. Aunt Cheryl had just passed. I mentioned that. I was going through some things, relationship wise, if you will. I put a little line on that. I don't really delve into certain stuff too hard. Mentioned my father. He had passed 2013. That was a big, big hit on me. I talked about my godbrother's father because Cheryl was his sister. Mentioning I might need to talk to him, holler at him, see how he doing. I mentioned the girl Coco. I took her out to teach her Friday. And she had made a comment to me, and she was so straightforward and honest. I respect her to this day for it. She said, Tone, you got talent. When you gonna really push it on them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at the time, I wasn't in the space to, but it stuck with me. It's something I haven't let go of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Which is the reason why we're probably sitting here right now. You understand what I'm saying? So, Sigga told me it was a big, when I finished it, I was just like, that's it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my baby right there.
This is the record.
Yeah.
So who's Sigga? Is that the guy?
That's Doe Sigga.
That's Doe Sigga.
If you listen to Fat Trail on No Secrets, he did a freestyle on Scarface's Cold Blooded. And he had said it on there, speaking Spanglish to a thing that I learned from Doe Sigga Pone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't know it's nothing but love, you know? So I asked him, I called and asked him, I said, bruh. And we had a serious conversation, a life conversation beforehand. That's how the title came about.
Right.
The hook is a result of the conversation. And then the verses is just me filling out what's going on with me at the time.
Yeah.
And then even in the song, I say, it ain't over to the fat lady sings, I'm gonna kick her nose in. And that's a message. I'm actually talking to myself. Like, man, we're not about to give up, man. Let's rock out. Let's go hard, man. We ain't playing with nobody. Let's rock. Straight like that. I'm talking to myself. And then I address these other things. It's completely therapy at that time. It may sound good because of the cadence, but I'm really saying some things that's affecting me at the time. So when it was all done, it was like a big,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. I have a new appreciation for this record now.
Oh, there you go.
So, thank you. So, this is Sigga Told Me. That's C-I-G-A.
Yeah.
And, Tony, this has been dope, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been healthy. I'm sorry. We're killing dope. We're not dope anymore. It's been healthy.
There it is. I like that.
That's my healthy. Word. I'm not killing nothing.
Dope?
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, that
Once
was
I
dope.
Once I saw it in, like, a YouTube ad with this, like, square-looking, like, Wix ad or something, I was nah. We're
not. It's murdered.
Wow, I just made this dope website in 15 minutes. I was like, nah, I'm done.
They've got it now.
Yeah, it's gone. So it's healthy.
No.
This was a good... Man, I'll just start using like real basic descriptors. Like, yo, this was good. This was very nice,
definitely,
Tony.
Definitely appreciate
very nice.
It.
Thank you for coming up. Thank you for calling in that time.
Always.
Even that little bit, like he found the number.
I heard the backstory.
The only other people who have found it, like said he found it.
Mm-hmm.
And other people have found it. And we shout it out sometimes. Usually we have to say, hey, if you're tuned in, call in. And like Flip Jackson, shout Flip Jackson. He calls in all the time when we do that. But like, it was out of nowhere.
But it should be able to happen because we're on this 24/7.
Right.
We're just looking up the wrong information most of the time.
Yeah, facts. Major facts.
Scrolling.
People need to re-listen to this because there's little gems throughout it. So
there's not little gems. There's big
There's
gems.
Boulders.
There you go.
Yeah.
So thank you, Tony. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda, do you want to make your announcement tonight or next week or what's happening?
You want to make the announcement?
Real quick, and we got to play his record.
Word.
I want to do it justice, though. So we'll maybe do a second one next week.
You want to do a second one?
Do you want me to announce it?
Yeah, you announce it.
So, officially, Amanda Shea, all day, is going to be the newest official member of LFOD Radio going forward.
Gang.
The co-hostess with the mostest.
That's right.
There it is.
We'll come up with some cool intros.
Yeah, because I don't like the co-host. I don't like the hostess with the mostest.
Lame.
Everybody
that's
says
lame.
That, though. Everybody. But yeah, thank you for having me on.
I don't know who this dude is slamming doors and stuff coming in.
I don't know. That was random.
Yeah, we'll talk to him after. But thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for
Trusting me.
Stepping up. Yeah, major trust.
You know?
So.
Same
deal.
This is huge for me. Like, you right here. We in it.
You guys gonna hug her. We're all gonna hug after this.
Hey, and,
are we getting extra bars?
We're happy because you almost left and you stayed, and it's dope because the energy.
It's good. It's healthy. You just said dope again.
Yeah. She almost left the entire region, not this, but everything. And
yeah.
You stuck around and you've been, you know, showing love and getting love, and, you know, it's circulating.
I ain't getting love, but.
I'm turning your mic off. Anyway, we're happy to have both of y'all in there. And everyone tuned in. We'll see you next Tuesday. We're back with the State of New England Hip Hop.
Next week. Yes,
it's going to be wild. So, Tim LaRue, Dart Adams, and Bedlam.
Oh, all three of them again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every year.
Is the same three?
Yeah, Justice Bourne comes sometimes.